Artist, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Adrienne at Penguin Painters in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we received a business loan with the reservation code, but I had a question about it. It seemed like it is really directed toward companies that use a lot of credit cards, you know, take credit cards for payments,
mm-hmm.
and we don't because we're construction. So should I, I should not apply for anything?
That's not true at all. I actually work with a lot of construction companies.
Okay.
So here, why don't I do this? What's your 16-digit reservation code?
It's 2311-34.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, 2311.
Okay. 3401.
Mm-hmm.
00189764.
9764.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. And may I ask who I'm speaking with?
This is Adrienne Campbell. I am the comptroller. And my boss, the owner, she has seen this. It came to her, and she asked me, she said, well, could you, you know, fill it out? And then when I told her, I said, it looks like it's directed toward a credit card. So I thought I would just give you a call and ask the question.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I can give you some more information, too. How do you spell your first name?
A-D is in David, R-I-E-N-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
That name Campbell, just like the soup.
The soup, Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you should be the controller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's a good number in case we get disconnected or call you
back?
Okay,
513-271-5404. I'm at extension 12.
Extension 12. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, let me pull it up here. I have the business as Penguin Painters?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And are you guys at 6516 Madison Road?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. And how is your guys' company structured? Is it a sole prop?
It's a corporation.
Corporation. Perfect. Okay, so why don't you tell me a little bit more of what you guys are looking for, and I can kind of see if I can point you in the right direction.
Okay, what it is, we're looking for funding to help with this time of year with payroll and job material.
Okay. Payroll and job materials, okay. Mm-hmm. So how much are you guys looking for?
That's what I didn't ask my boss, so I need to ask her. Probably like about 150, but I'll need to clarify that.
Sure. Okay. And how soon are they looking to get it?
Well, probably as quickly as possible. What it is that we had a lot of rain, so we had a slow beginning in the spring, and now everything is picking up. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
so even though you're waiting to get paid, you may have a lot of contracts. And you're working on, but, you know, these people want to be paid every week. In the state of Ohio, you have to, construction pays weekly.
I get it. I actually work
and
with
then,
another.
But we're waiting for the contractors to pay us. And, they're
okay.
you know, and they have to wait on the owners, of course. I guess that almost is like that in a lot of businesses, you know, when you're doing a service.
Absolutely. Waiting for contractors to pay again. Okay. So with the job materials, do you guys already have that job? Is it just one job or is it multiple jobs?
Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. It would be everything we're doing.
Okay.
Thank God we don't have just one job.
Right, okay. But you guys already have the vendors picked out of where you're purchasing the...
We're okay, first of all, we're a painting company. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so we use two or three different vendors. Basically, sometimes they can the contract will specify a certain supplier, a vendor, but normally
mm-hmm.
we use like Sherman Williams or PPG, Architectural Finishes. These are the two big ones.
Yeah, the
that
big
are national
companies,
yeah.
Right.
And but like I say, we're construction, but we do commercial and industrial painting. Basically commercial. I would say probably 99% commercial.
Commercial. painting. Okay, perfect. Now, the owner, what's the owner's name? I have Lovey Ross.
Okay.
Is that right?
That's Lovey Ross Scott.
Lovey Ross.
Ross Scott.
Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that is 100% owner there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And do you guys take credit cards there at your business?
No, we don't. We used to, but we really weren't using them. So, if you don't have a volume, your rates go crazy.
Absolutely. You're up for the right.
So, because what it is with a contractor, say a Turner Construction, you work with them, they send you a check, and we get checks. I think we do an ACH with Procter & Gamble. We have a contract with them. But other than that, everything else just comes in a check in the mail.
I know.
You know, that means somebody's got to be here all the time for the mailman because you never know when they're coming. But that's just part of construction. You're not going to get anybody else that does it any differently unless they're so small that they're bugging their contractors and going and trying and picking them up. But some, we've had contractors from various parts of the United States, that come here and do work. And we bid it because that's how we get our revenue. We bid the job and get awarded it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense. Okay. And you guys are constantly bidding on jobs then?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Every day.
Oh, every day. Good. How's business? The business been pretty good?
It's good. And if you see in the city of Cincinnati or the greater Cincinnati area, the Hamilton, Butler County, we have a lot of growth.
Good. That's good to hear.
What
would you say you guys did last year in sales?
Last year was a lower year. We did like about 1.3.
Okay. Good. And are you guys on track to beat that, or are you running flat? What about this year?
Right now we're probably pretty even, but things, like I said, we had a slow beginning because we had rain. You're on the East Coast?
We're on the West Coast.
You're Cali. Okay.
Yeah.
And, so you guys don't know about winter, okay?
You're exactly right.
But actually the winter wasn't as bad here, El Nino or whatever they want to call it, but we've had a lot of rain, so we haven't been able to get started on our exterior work, but now it's just like, it's flowing, the weather is back up in the 60s and 70s. We had 31 degrees the other morning.
Oh, wow.
I had to go pick up my plants off my porch. I was just so afraid that they might, especially the begonias, they'll kind of start at the end, they'll start frizzing. But, but we're hoping we turned the corner now. And we're looking to do at least, another extra 500,000, to make it at least maybe 1.8, 1.9, and then, at least.
Good. That's good. How long have you guys been in business?
31 years. We started 1985. 13? Yeah, that's 31, yeah. Am I
that's
right?
Awesome.
1985? Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. Do you guys have any current loans out right now as a business?
We have the SBA is our mortgage loan. Yeah, that's with Center Bank. We have a mortgage naturally. I don't know if that's just considered a loan, but we have a line of credit loan that's out.
Okay,
right
what's
now.
what's your line of credit that you have with?
I think you mean who we have it with?
Yeah, who's the bank?
Oh, it's called Center Bank. It's one word, Center, and then capital B for bank, but it's all one word.
Got it, Center Bank. And do you have anything available left on the line of credit, or is it
not at this time? No, no.
Okay. So what's the
max.
Currently? What is it?
150. 150 is
okay.
Max. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. But you don't have any other loans besides that line of credit?
Not that I'm aware of. No, I should know all of that. No.
Okay.
Except for, like I said, the mortgage.
The mortgage. And what is the mortgage there that you guys are paying?
$1,875, and don't ask me to change. You know, when it come out, it's like 1875, maybe 71 or something.
Yeah, I tell people,
I'm not good at change. I'm not. I'm that way with my own stuff. I said, oh, 28 something. Yeah.
Just go to 29.
Yeah.
<Round up>. Totally understand. Okay. Have you guys previously had a working capital loan out before, or?
Yeah, we did one time with Fora Financial.
What was it called? How do you spell that?
F-O-R-A. Uh-huh.
Fora Financial. And do you remember what it was for?
I think we had gotten one once before for, and we paid it off for the same thing, material and
sure.
Payroll. But we didn't like the idea that it was a daily payment.
Okay, you didn't like the daily. And do you remember what the amount was that you borrowed?
I think it was like, I think with everything, it was like 101 or something close to that.
101?
Yeah, the interest was very high.
Yeah. Do you remember the total amount borrowed at one point?
Hang on a minute, okay. Let me get to another piece. Let me go. Hold on a minute. It was 110 even.
One ten?
Yeah, 110,000.
Okay. And
even.
Is that what you borrowed or is that what you paid back?
Oh no, that was the loan amount.
Okay. So you guys probably got less than that, right?
Yeah, yeah, we got less than that.
Okay, 110 paid back. And you said your daily was how much? You said
the daily was like 562 and some change. Say 563. Let's round up. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
563.
Because I'm going to always say and something.
I understand. And how long was that for? What was the term?
A year. 12 months.
1 year. Okay. And what didn't you like about that? I know the interest might
have
been
kind of
high.
The daily.
You didn't like the daily.
It's just kind of easier, you know, to do it on even a month. Even a weekly, but a monthly basis makes it so much easier to plan for than every single day.
Okay. Okay. Totally
I prefer that.
You got it. Okay. So what I really want to focus on, Adrian, is what's important to you? Okay. What do you guys want out of this? Is it the amount? Do you need to have the 150 right away, and do you not care about how long the term is, or is term important to you? Is interest important to you? What's important to you guys?
Okay, there's two things that would be important to us. The time would not be as important because
okay.
I just financed my car. I added 6 months to bring it into my budget. You know,
mm-hmm.
when I was financing my car, I said
mm-hmm.
it made a difference to me. And it made me a lot more comfortable, even though I add some extra sometimes, but it made me comfortable. So, and I didn't care about the time. I'm not going anywhere if the Lord says the same. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, but I think really is the money and the interest. I think a combination of the two.
Okay. The amount and interest, okay. And is there any way? Okay, so this is what I'm thinking. Just based on some of the numbers, the information you gave me,
mm-hmm.
Looks like you're gonna need some money for payroll materials.
Right.
You guys are looking anywhere from 150 to 200 is what I put.
Okay.
Okay, but based off your sales, I'm able just kind of like rough estimating.
Okay.
I'm able to get you around 130 to 170.
Okay.
Okay, just based off your
okay.
sales. So,
okay,
and based
right.
off of that, our terms are anywhere from 3 to 36 months. Most of my customers are somewhere in the middle, around a year and a half to 2 years
mm-hmm.
on those terms.
Like 24 to 36, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're around
24, there. The amount 18 to 24 is what they normally are?
Correct. And sometimes, though, when it's shorter, it's less of a payback that you'd have to pay.
Of course.
Best thing for me to do is get you an application.
Okay.
And once I get that application to you guys and get, like, some bank statements and a tax return, I can give you guys some hard numbers. But it sounds like we're going to be a really good fit for you.
Okay.
What's a good email for me to send that over to?
Okay. A. Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Penguin. And Penguin is with a Q, not a G. PENQUIN. Yeah, painters is plural, .com.
Okay, so I got
And Campbell is CAMPBELL. Got that right?
Okay. Got it. ACAMPBELL @Penguin.
Yeah.
Painters, is there an S on the end?
Yes.
PenguinPainters.com?
Exactly. And then I'll get that to you no later than tomorrow. I'm kind of in the middle of billing right now, but I'll work on that and I'll get it back to you on tomorrow at the latest.
Perfect.
I might even surprise you and get it back today. I'm
going
to work because it's really important to us. And I know, what's your name?
Jeremiah.
Oh, I like that name. Okay.
Thank you.
I like strong names, and I think that's a very strong name, and I like that.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah.
So is there anything else?
That should be it. I'll get that to you ASAP,
like
5-10 minutes, and I'll send over
the
packet there. And then once I get those documents in, Adrian, I'll be able to – is it Adriana or Adrian?
No, Adrian.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure I'm saying it right.
Okay.
I will go ahead and get you an answer very shortly. I'm going to work on your file. And like I said, we'll take it from there. And once I get some hard numbers, we'll kind of go over some different options. So we don't just give you one option. We'll give you a few that works best for your business because we want to put you guys in a good situation as well.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Okay.
We'll be in touch. And
Alrighty.
If I need to get a hold of you, what's a good number to call you back on again?
Okay.
The 513.
Extension
715-404. Extension 12.
Right. And, because you may get the auto attendance, so that way you don't have to go through all of that.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, then. Thank you.
All righty. You're very welcome. We'll be in touch.
All righty. Bye-bye.